The General Secretary of the Christian Council of Ghana, Reverend Dr. Fred Digby, has condemned a newspaper report that Judgment Day will come on the 21st of May this year. He told Radio Ghana that the pronouncement is a hoax. Dr. Digby said Christians should dismiss this revelation. He also called on Christian leaders to be mindful of their prophecies, saying Judgment Day is not for anybody to know. He spoke to Rita Ampabing.
As the Bible says, it is appointed unto man once to die, after that the judgment. So that's one way of answering as to what the Bible refers as a judgment day when Christ will come and judge the world. I cannot tell for sure, even though it seems from the point of view of most Bible students that the coming may be near because some of the signs he gave are being fulfilled.
What do you make of this speculation from a non-denominational Christian ministry called Family Radio saying that on the 21st of May, Christians should expect judgment?
Well, I think that report is just one of those things that Jesus himself said we should be careful about, that at that time is not for anybody to know. He will come like the thief in the night. And if you go to their website, you find that it's based on some very fascinating mathematical calculations, some of which are not verifiable. I wouldn't put too much mileage on that. I wouldn't give it too much of credit. As one of my fellow ministers have said, if it happens, it will be a sweet coincidence, but we know it will not happen. It will not come on that day.
Why do you think a Christian ministry will make such a pronouncement?
He's not the first to have made those pronouncements. All through history, people have made those predictions, and they have failed. Because some people think after a certain period of time that they have a corner or a deeper insight into the Word of God. They understand mysteries, they understand this, and they want to prove that. And so that may be their motivation for doing that. Of course, a thing like that will ask people to repent, be ready for Christ to come. Their motivation, which I cannot judge, may be good. There are some who may be good in the sense that they want people to repent, live a righteous life, forgive one another, in which case it may be good. There are others who have used that same type of prophecy to extort money from their followers, to ask people to deposit their bank accounts and land titles like the Korean did some years back, or even cause their followers to be burnt, like in Uganda, when the man was faced with a shame of knowing that it will happen. So there are mixed motives. Now, what is important is for anyone looking at these signs and reading them to know that these false predictions are also signs of the times, and therefore be careful.
You are with the Christian Council. What action will the council take on this so-called revelation?
That's what we are telling people, that it's not something to take seriously. We should live our lives every day, knowing that Christ could come any day. So for anybody who says they are Christian, be truthful, be honest, eschew bribery and corruption, love one another, love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the things that God asks us to do, and he asks us to do them on a daily basis, because he can come for us at any day.
General Secretary of the Christian Council of Ghana, Reverend Dr. Fred Digby, talking to Rita Ampabing. Ghanaian international evangelist Dr. Lawrence Tetteh has also described the prediction by a religious organization that the world will come to an end as delusion and non-biblical. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Dr. Tetteh said Christians should ignore the prediction and strive to uphold the virtues of Christ in readiness for the coming of the Messiah.
That is not true. I think that sometimes I get concerned about how Ghanaian press give credence to things that will not benefit the nation. I mean, we need to be very careful. We all have a collective responsibility. This is a heresy. This doesn't make sense. It is unbiblical. It's unscriptural. It is not right. The world is certainly not coming to an end on 21st May. Whoever brought it up should not even be given any recognition or report it. I think some of these things are very important because we as political leaders, social leaders, and of course religious leaders, or to be specific, Christian leaders, we have a responsibility to make sure the right things are said at the right time. The whole nation of Ghana is listening to us, and they are listening to us so that we can improve the betterment of the nation. Ghana is not coming to an end, let alone the world coming to an end. So we rather have a lot of things to concentrate our energy and get our energy to.
Now, if for nothing at all, I know the Bible never stated, I stand to be corrected, that the world will come to an end at this particular time. Rather, it gives some signs that one would see if the world is getting to an end. So if people of God who are supposed to be closer to God come up with some of these things, sometimes there is a cause for alarm.
I think we need to also be very specific about who we call people of God. There are a lot of great men of God in this country. the Christian Council is there, the Pentecostal Council is there, the National Association of Charismatic Christian Council is there. There are a lot of Christian bodies in this country who would not condone to this nonsense. This is out of sense, and it is not good for even the nation. This is why sometimes I get very concerned that the religious bodies or the Christian organization, the bodies and leaders should come out and to defuse these things.
Heard international Ghanaian evangelist Dr. Lawrence Tete.